Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With his hand on his car.
Now, Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thanks for using those. Everything there except for the books are free, so use them to your advantage. We built it just for you. Rob Levin's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and CEO of RSL Media. And Rob, tell us about RSL.
Well, what we, Jim, as you mentioned, I had a media company before, and the media company served small businesses in the New York tri-state area. And with that, we worked with a lot of national brands who were our clients. They were advertisers and sponsors. Well, the media business just got more challenging and more challenging after a while. So in 2014, I sold that, but I kept what at the time we kind of referred to as our custom publishing division, which is the company today. Now, of course, we call it content marketing. So we help a large companies, companies like SAP Concur and Mutual of Omaha and Charter Communications. We help them engage with small businesses through content programs that we develop for them.
Right. So this was an evolutionary thing for you. And this is something that, and I watched him evolve his business, folks. It was a beautiful thing to watch. I did the same thing. I evolved my business from a consulting company to a media company. So when I think about what we were talking about earlier about trying to become the CEO, if you hadn't worn the CEO hat when you were making adjustments, when you were feeling the urges or the pressures, probably a little bit of both, to make some adjustments in your media company, you had to make decisions that were granular, that were in the trenches. But then you had to say, well, okay, but what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And those were CEO decisions, weren't they?
That's exactly right. Had I not had my head, looking at the details, but thinking globally in a way, maybe global is not the right word, but thinking big picture, I wouldn't have done this. And, you know, the interesting thing is I now have a smaller company headcount-wise, a lot more profitable.
It's not what you make, it's what you keep.
That's right. That's all that really matters. I've taken a reduction in revenue and a large increase in profitability. Not only that, but gotten a lot of my time back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you some of the things. I think we should get specific. Some of the things that I do to be an effective small business CEO these days. And this is certainly not an all-inclusive list, but these are the main things that I do. I allocate time each week to think about big picture stuff, and I have different buckets for that. I also allocate time each week to make sure, are we building and evolving the right processes in the company so that the company is running smoother, so I'm not getting dragged into crises, which is really what happens when you don't have the right processes in place, and then you don't have the time to think about the big picture stuff.
What's an example of one of your processes?
I'll tell you about some that we're working on right now. One is a business development process, and I wish I would have done this a few years ago. We're just putting the finishing touches on it. We've already started working on it, but we're evolving it a bit. And this is designed so that we will get a constant flow of leads each month, and we don't need a lot. Our contracts are decent, pretty big size. I don't think we're going to get the processes down perfect at first, particularly this one, but we'll evolve it. And I have other people involved. It's not going to be reliant on me.
But one of the markers of a process is it's repeatable and somewhat right. Predictable, right?
That's right.
At least somewhat
right.
Predictable.
So we're just starting it out. We'll have to see what kind of changes we'll have to make for it to be predictable. But I made it, you know, last year I lost a big piece of business, no fault of ours. It was due to a merger, and it was a big chunk of business. And it was then that I said, you know what, I don't want to be in this position again where I kind of have a, you know, my pipeline's on the on the smaller side. I don't want to be in that position again.
Yep.
So that's when I decided, you know what, we're going to build this business development process. And like I said, I don't think we're going to nail it right out of the gate, but we'll evolve it, and it'll be working.
See, I think Rob, I think a lot of less sophisticated business owners than you, I consider you to be a pretty sophisticated one. I think a lot of less sophisticated ones than you are doing the same thing you're doing. They just don't think of it as a process. They just think of it as what I've learned and what I don't want to do anymore, what I think works. And I think if they could get your structure in their head, if they could start thinking, okay, I know what my customer, my ideal customer looks like. I've started focusing on that. Hey, wait a minute, that's a process. That's part of a process. And then start developing that process that now you can put some walls up. You can put a foundation under it. You can put wheels on it. You can hook up to it and pull it down the road, right? If it's something that's sort of contained that you've learned how to be successful with. What do you think?
I agree. And you know, I think the key point that you and I are both making just sounds a little differently is just start it. And by the way, I think what's important is that you document it. When it's documented, it's a little bit more real. But then it's easier for other people to do parts of it.
That's what I meant when I say put some walls around it, put it on a foundation. Hold on to that thought. Rob Levin and I will be right back. It's Tin Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.